G'day, AJ Mahara here, welcoming you to AsbergerAdults.ca. And I'm going to be doing some audio from time to time, just maybe to share some of my reflections, and also because I now am doing audio programs, and so, you know, you can get a little taste of what it's like to hear some of what I have to say in audio, and then you know, maybe you'll decide you would like to avail yourself of one of the audio programs that I have out there. There's one available now called Inside My Asperger Experience. And today I just wanted to say in this message that one of my favorite books of all time, there's so many, but I just love the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull and the character of Jonathan and the lessons and the spiritual nature of that book. And Jonathan, in my opinion, I haven't read it for a while, but as I recall, was a unique, dare I say, eccentric, could be compared to an Aspie in some ways, kind of seagull. And he was, unlike his companions or fellow seagulls, if you will, more concerned with, he had this narrow focus of interest, really. He wanted perfection, I guess, essentially. And he had to learn that he wasn't going to be able to find that perfection, and that striving for that perfection was ultimately did not really bear fruit in his life. Although, you know, I will say, I think there's some similarity in a way in my life as a person with Asperger's. I will, in some narrow ways, try to strive for perfection. And I think just like Jonathan, although not in the same way as Jonathan learned, I'm learning that, you know, it's not possible. I mean, we know that intellectually, don't we? Anyway, so Jonathan Livingston Seagull wanted to fly higher and higher always, and faster always, and in more and more elaborate patterns, the most elaborate patterns he could find, and merge all of that, interweave all of that together into what was his joy, his passion, and what to him was about, what was the expression of his inner beauty and his soul. That's what I found that book to be very deep that way. Anyhow, in one part of the book, it's one of my favorite aspects of this book, amongst many, is that an elder says to Jonathan, when I think he's, you know, talking to him about his flight and his pursuits, and an elder says to Jonathan, is asking him about perfect speed, you know, because he's trying to attain perfect flying speed. And the elder says to Jonathan, quote, "Jonathan, perfect speed is just being there," end quote. And I just find that to be like a life lesson, if you will. I think that having Asperger's, for me, I know that I'm different, and it shows, you know, a lot in my life at different times in different ways. And sometimes when those differences arise, or my difference arises, it can be painful. And so I have to remember in those times, you know, perfect speed is just being there. So I hope you'll think about that, because, you know, sometimes us Aspies can maybe overthink things. Anyone could, though. I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, we are different, and we do have to cope with that. And like I talk about in my audio program, Inside My Asperger Experience, I talk a lot about, in one track, the reality of social limitations or social impairment and social disconnectedness, and the paradox of both having the awareness and understanding of that lack in our lives, to whatever degree we lack that, and also having a desire that it's like desiring a social connection that there's really little way that we have to actually attain it. So it's, to me, in my life, I would liken it to reaching for, you know, forbidden fruit that's on some branch or something, and every time I reach over there, the wind blows and the branch goes just a little bit higher. And that's frustrating often. And sometimes I find in my life incredibly painful. And I, you know, will be writing more about that in And I have an upcoming ebook coming out in a little while, probably like, you know, in the spring of next year. And I'll probably talk about it in another audio program because, you know, I've been online, well, for a long time for various issues and whatnot, but I have also, you know, read a lot of email, have a couple Asperger lists here on this website you can avail yourself of, and also, of course, there's many all over the internet. And one of the things I notice, because I guess I notice patterns and things of that nature, but I notice a lot of conversation on email lists about things that, you know, interweave Asperger's in and out of them, or sometimes they're very focused on them. But, you know, there's this kind of like two-edged sword there. There's sometimes people who think everything in their life has to do with Asperger's, and then there's the people who have Asperger's but sort of don't ever seem to want to talk about how it does affect their lives. They want to talk about anything and everything, and actually they just want to argue with people a lot. That's what I found on a lot of lists. And so I think that I continue to have to sort of deal with what feels to me like just, I guess it's the isolation of social disconnection. It doesn't matter how many people I know, whether I share time with people or not, there's this reality, I think, it's just an isolation that is a social disconnectedness that's part of my Asperger experience, if you will. So anyway, just remember, you know, if you are like me and you find it painful sometimes to be, you know, working hard at all kinds of compensatory strategies, even though maybe you were, like, I was diagnosed in adulthood, so I didn't have any early intervention or whatever. And to try to, you know, learn some things that make life, I guess, a little less painful, let's say. Maybe make it flow a little easier. So if you're like me at all, you know, you might want to think about when you get to these places, or you're frustrated, or you feel maybe a little lonely sometimes, maybe a little isolated because the social disconnectedness, or maybe just a little miffed at being different because, you know, I get caught up in the supposed to's a lot. Like, I'm doing what I like to do, but then I think, am I not supposed to be out there doing this and this and this and what everybody else is doing? Or not supposed to everyone else. So anyway, if you're like me at all, just think about Jonathan Livingston Seagull and think about that perfect speed is being there. So I have to remind myself of that, you know. I am where I am today, and I'm doing what I'm doing today, and where I am is where I'm supposed to be, and it's okay. And you know, life isn't about the supposed to's. So anyhow, that's just kind of what I wanted to say today about where I'm at with things. And I have this new trying to build here Asperger Adult Support Network, which is just, you know, another place online where a combination of email lists, and hopefully people can find email correspondent buddies or chat online chat buddies. And I have a new message forum, so you might want to check that out too. So anyway, I hope that you find something helpful on this website, and I hope to have a few more articles up in the near future. So please keep checking back, and in the meantime, remember, perfect speed is just being there.